everyone, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burtz, and Gary Abley, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group over there at their offices this morning at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. Hello, guys.
Good morning. Good morning, and you Kyle. Said this morning, so I picked right
1-1.
Up.
1-1. All right. That's the score right here. Well, it is a great September 19th today.
Yes,
as the weather starts to be cooling off just a little bit. It started to cool down this week, but I think the fall is coming, gentlemen, and with the fall comes the end of the year. So lots of financial questions, I start to believe, is going to be on the mind of a lot of people. So it's now more than ever is important to say we are here on WDBO, taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. But Joe, in case anybody has joined us for the first time, what can they call you about?
Well, Gary and I are here to take your questions, things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, decisions that you're trying to make regarding your 401k, regarding an IRA, regarding life insurance or reverse mortgages, long-term health care, annuities, mortgages, all that and more. We are here to take your calls. Gary and I and 10 other certified financial planners at Certified Financial Group here in Altamont Springs work with our clients Monday through Friday for a fee, working as fiduciaries for you. But on Saturday morning, we are absolutely free. So we have free advice. And if you want more information about what we do and how we do it, you can simply go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com. We'd be glad to talk to you. We're also happy to announce we now have a outpost, if you will, in South Orlando, down in the Windermere area on Conroy Road. And for those listeners in South Lake County and South Orange County, if you want to make an appointment to visit us there, we can accommodate you as well. But right now, we are live, so we're here to take your questions. As I said, things that might be on your mind. I say time and time again, we go through life doing some of this, doing some of that, wake up at 55 years old and find out what we might have is a collection of financial accidents. So we are your financial body shop. We'll take out the Bondo this morning, patch you up, and get you on your way. And there is no question that's off the wall. In fact, I guarantee you, if you're thinking about it, there's 18 other people out there that are thinking about it for whatever reason. They don't want to pick up the phone.
I mean, that's the truth.
But why don't you be the brave soul, pick up the phone, because the lines are absolutely wide open. So if you want to chat with Gary and me, simply pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And you made a great point there, Joe. I think in the many years I've done this show with you, you guys have been on the air here on WDBO for 30 years. I've joined you for the last six or seven. I think that there's a lot of people that call up and think they have a dumb question, and it turns out to help thousands of people listening on the other end of the radio. So that's one thing that we can encourage. Don't worry about sounding dumb on the radio, because Joe and I and Gary and all the other, we do it every single Saturday at 9 o'clock. No, I'm kidding. But it's okay.
Dumb? I was just going to say, we sound dumb too occasionally,
yeah,
because we don't always have the answers. But we know where the answers are. We can always find the answer.
And I
also have it off the tip of our tongue.
Yeah, yep. And I'd also say that a lot of people call in and they think it's a dumb question, but no, there's a lot of people thinking about it, and sometimes it's asked in a different way because it's presented a different way. So that's what we do on the radio each and every Saturday here on WDBO. Topic of the day, Gary Abley, is today's stock market overvalued by historical metrics?
Well, so Joe and I were talking about this earlier, and I really believe there are parts of the market that are at overvalued territory with metrics such as, you know, price earnings ratio, such as there's a Buffett valuation test. And if we look specifically at the FANG names, the stocks that are getting all of the attention today, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, we might even add, you know, Microsoft into that mix. You could add Tesla. There are a lot of companies that are trading at multiples that we haven't seen since really the dot-com days.
Right.
And, you know, we were chatting about how index funds have become concentrated in these names because they're market weighted. And being market weighted, you know, you could have 4 or 5% in some of those top names. And what we do on a daily basis is we look at our client portfolios, we look under the hood of what are in the mutual funds, and we make sure that they don't have concentration risk, unless, of course, they were wanting to be aggressive with, you know, technology. So I think clearly there are parts of the market that are at, that are overvalued, but you know, you look at other parts such as small cap stocks, mid cap stocks, that really haven't performed well at all this year. In fact, I think the trailing one-year returns are negative in a lot of cases for a lot of stocks. So this market breadth has been very, very narrow. It's been propelled by just a few names. So I would encourage our listeners to take a deep dive into their portfolios. Obviously, we're happy to do that to you. We can run fiduciary scores of your mutual funds and look and see if you have concentration risk in a few names, limited to a few names. But I think this is really a good time to do that. You know, I think of Tesla, which, boy, you'd never want to bet against that company. It seems to have nine lives, right? You know, trading at, what, 1,200 times what it earned last year.
And no earnings.
Yeah, six or seven. Well, I think they just got earnings. Right. Minimal earnings. That's correct. But I think it's now somewhere around seven Fords and seven General Motors combined.
Yes.
Right?
Nuts.
And, you know, I was talking to a client, and just before the split, they wanted to purchase it. And I said, well, why do you want to purchase Tesla?
It's about to split, right?
Yeah, right. Well, that was the one thing. But they said, well, I like the SpaceX program. And I said, well, you know, that's not Tesla. That's an Elon Musk, you know, venture, but you're not getting any of that with Tesla. So, you know, before you make these big decisions, you know, get a second opinion. And that's really what we're here for.
Called Score My Funds, and we will do that for you. If you want some more information about that, we will run them through our fiduciary scoring method, score the funds for you on 11 distinct criteria, and we have no axe to grind. We'll show you how they stack up against peers. They're same type of funds, and a lot of folks think that they have name brand funds, but they're very surprised, and there's great fund companies out there, but not every fund company covers all the bases. And the key to be successful long-term is to be diversified, and you don't want to be necessarily locked up in one fund company, right, Gary?
That's right, and Joe mentioned that we will do that for our clients, but what I think he meant to mention is we'll be happy to do that for anybody.
That's right.
So if you, we automatically do that for our clients and show them the fiduciary scores of their mutual funds as part of our process of delivering a performance report. And I really like that about our firm, because we give our clients an independent look at what another company is saying about the funds that we have them in, not what we're saying.
Right, a totally objective look.
Exactly.
And the most important thing is that, unlike some folks, we don't have any house products. There's no investments that Gary, I, or our company has any investment interest in to suggest to you. And we have seen, unfortunately, clients come in with portfolios, and they don't realize that they don't recognize the names. But if you look under the hood, you find out that sometimes the people that are promoting their investment advice are also offering the investment funds in which they have an investment interest in. Mm. And that's not quite the way fiduciaries do it.
No, so. I don't even know that that's kosher.
Yes, well, not kosher, to use the term. But I see there, Mr. Kyle, we've got some calls. We can get back to the topic in a day. We don't lose our listeners, so tee it up.
No, we want to get to our phone lines at 844-580-9326. Sue in Orlando's up first. Sue, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My question is, what to invest in on the bond side right now? What would you recommend on mutual funds on the bond side if I didn't want to get into stocks right now?
Sure. Now, let's explore your desire to get into the bond side. What are you looking for? Why are you interested in that?
Safety.
Safety. So in your mind, bonds represent safety, all right? That's a great jumping off point. So let's talk about stocks versus bonds, and we'll talk about what kind of things you might look at. First of all, as I think you probably know as a astute investor here, stocks will, in the long term, will give you better returns, but they are subject to more volatility. They swing more than bonds typically do. However, bonds are not immune from volatility. As we know, when interest rates go up, the value of those bonds go down, and depending on when you sell them and what kind of bonds they are, you can, in fact, lose money in a bond fund. But we oftentimes put fixed income bond funds in part of our clients' portfolio as a safety net, as the shock absorbers. So when we run into a pandemic, you don't get hurt as bad as you hear reported on the radio, the market's down 2,000 points. Well, our clients never suffered that because we have them protected on the downside. The trade-off to that is when the market is roaring, you're not going to be dancing in the street because you're making, you know, a killing. Our job as financial advisors is to be singles and doubles player, not try to hit home runs and get you there. But let's talk about what kind of bonds you might look at. Gary, what do you think?
Well, Sue, you know, as Joe mentioned, as interest rates go up, bond prices decline. And we have heard from Jerome Powell, our Federal Reserve Chair, that the intent is to keep interest rates at or near zero for the next 3 years, right?
2023, unbelievable.
2023. And I was really surprised that that was, you know,
came out in public.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you really are opening, you're just laying your hand out there.
Yep.
And you're not giving yourself a lot of flexibility. So, you know, I think normally I would say you should be looking at low duration, lower maturity bonds, because we know interest rates have one direction to go, and that is up, and you do have a potential to lose money. So a good rule of thumb, and it's just a rule of thumb, doesn't always work exactly, but if you take the interest rate increase times the duration and subtract the yield, and I'm going to give you an example because that's a lot of words, that gives you an estimate of what you might expect to return. So let me do something like an aggregate bond index. The duration of something like that's going to be between 5 to 7 years.
Now, let's explain what duration is.
So duration is how long that bond is held typically in a mutual fund portfolio. A maturity is when does that underlying bond actually mature.
Right.
So not all fund managers will hold a bond to maturity.
And it's how sensitive it is to interest rate movements.
Exactly. Right. Right. It's how it's a description of the sensitivity. So in this example, let's say we have a bond fund with a duration of 6 years, and let's just say interest rates were to go up 1%. We would expect a decline in value of 6% less the underlying yield. Now, we know investment-grade corporate bonds are only yielding 1.7% right now, okay? And that's pretty ironic because that's the yield right now of the S&P 500 index. So, you know, a lot of folks have moved into stocks because they say, well, goodness, I'm getting the same yield mm-hmm. by buying a diversified stock fund, something similar to the S&P 500, and not, you know, also have some upside potential. But getting back to your question more specifically, Sue, I would be looking at intermediate bonds in the short term because we do feel pretty comfortable the Fed will not be raising rates. But as Joe and I know, people look forward, right? The market's always looking forward and anticipating what might happen. So I would stick with the duration in the 2 to 5 year time frames just so you get some yield. And personally, and I'd be interested to hear Joe's opinion on this, I would stay away, because you are wanting to be conservative, away from junk bonds or non-investment grade bonds, or limit those because we do have potential default risk, right? But there is no guarantee yet that the vaccine we come up with will work. There is no guarantee that we might not have to, you know, shutter businesses again. And so I don't think you're being compensated for that extra risk. What's your opinion?
I think you can add a little bit of that to your portfolio. You certainly don't want to bet the ranch on any one asset class, but right. The benefit to that is that if you have the right fund manager picking those funds, those in particular high yield, commonly known as junk bonds, you can juice your yield a little bit, and that's where you pay a money manager to make those decisions for you. But there are opportunities out there, and I'm looking at the clock here. We're right up against a break here, Mr. Kyle, I think. So why don't we do
so
that?
We'll get back. Joe. I'm so happy you're looking at that.
What do you think? Well, you know, now that you know, let me tell you something, folks. I've been doing this for 30 years, and it was about 4 weeks ago that I figured we have to take – you told me at 9:20 and 9:50 we've got a break. So I've got my iPhone here. It's 9:20. Bingo. I got to figure it out.
Sue, see if you can stay on. I want to add a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Sue, stay on, and we'll catch you right after the break.
Sue, hang on the line, and Dylan, hang on the line as well. We'll get to you right after the three big things you need to know. But I want to give out the phone number in case you want to join the list of people waiting to get on the air. 844-580-9326. 844-580-9326. Also, drop an open mic in the WDBO app. And believe there's some people in the office right now, Joe, to take calls as well.
There is Chris Todvine, a certified financial planner. Chris also has the distinction of having a master's degree in financial planning. He's available taking calls off the air. If you want a more detailed question, a little more privacy, you can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTIVES if you're executing a legal document. So pick up the phone, call him, and if the line is busy, he promises to get back to you. Just leave a message with your number, and he will get back to you this morning.
We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group. Time to get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back to On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with Joe Burt and Gary Abele, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group over at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. And we're taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. 2.5 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic. So let's get back to our phone lines here. Sue in Orlando, I still believe. Is there, Sue? I believe Joe and Gary wanted to follow up with you on their last comment.
Yes, and I have another brief question, a follow-up, if I could.
Sure. So, Sue, I just wanted to mention real quickly, and for our listeners, that high-yield bonds have averaged over the last 20 years 7.2% annualized returns, while large-cap growth stocks, and, you know, the names that you can think of for growth would be things like Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Tesla, et cetera, those have only done 5.2% average annualized return over the last 20 years. So my point is this. If you're going to invest in bonds for the long haul, I completely agree with Joe. You know, put some in high yield. However, if you're looking for a parking spot maybe just over the next 2 or 3 years, then I think I'd probably avoid this because I don't think you're being compensated or put a minimal amount in it. I don't think you're being compensated for risk right now. Now we'll hit your next question.
What do you feel about buying individual muni bonds at a premium? Is that a good way to go right now?
Well, what you have to look at is what's called yield to maturity, you know, and that's what a lot of people fail to factor in. It's really what is the actual yield that you're going to get, because if you're buying at a premium, when that bond matures, you're going to get less than what you invested. So, it kind of feels good when you buy it, but really you've got erosion as you're getting toward the maturity date. And we're not big fans of buying individual bonds because you run the risk there. It's like buying individual stocks. Unless you really understand the bond market or unless it's a fully insured municipal bond, you run the risk of default.
Well,
so you've got to be careful there.
Just to add real quickly, the duration and maturity of most municipal bonds is very, very, very far out there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these are typically to fund things like bridges municipalities and so forth. And therefore, they're very interest rate sensitive. So as interest rates go up, and again, there's one direction for interest rates right now, and that is up. It's just going to be a while. You could see erosion of the value of that if you needed to sell it prior to maturity.
Are you looking for income, Sue?
No.
You're not looking for income. You're just looking for... Go ahead.
Yeah, but if you keep it to maturity, you don't lose money on it, correct?
As long as it doesn't default. As long as it doesn't default, you will be paid back. But if you paid a premium for it...
You have lost money.
Then you've technically lost money. You've just earned the yield.
Gotcha.
So you will actually have a capital loss if you buy a bond above the par value, and you'll pay ordinary income tax on the yield, the income generated from that bond.
Right. If you pay a premium, you've built in an immediate loss.
That's right.
Well, we're coming up on the latest news, weather, and traffic. Sue, so hold up. We'll get your follow-up question on the other side. Dylan at Claremont is also hanging on. Dylan, please be patient.
Thanks,
as well.
Dylan.
844-580-9326 is the number to dial us up. We had a big, long segment, so plenty of time to get everybody's question coming up after the latest news, weather, and traffic. Number again, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Gary Abele, Certified Financial Planner Professionals over at the Certified Financial Group at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. And they're taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. 9326. And Joe, for anybody that may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what have you been doing on the radio for the past 30 years here on WDBO?
We have been helping our WDBO listeners and walking through the maze of financial decisions that they have to make. Gary and I and 10 other certified financial planners here at Altamont Springs do fee-based planning for fee, doing investment management and financial planning, working with our clients, getting them to and through the retirement years. This is the only radio show that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planners. And the good news is you don't have to call in the next 10 minutes to get something for free. You can call in right now and get it for free, and that's our advice. We don't do financial planning or investment advice for free. Our clients value what we provide for them because we really do act as fiduciaries. While anybody can call themselves a fiduciary, and a lot of people do today, there are some really fine lines out there what you need to do, and we don't cross those lines. So that's my commercial this morning. If you want more information about what we do and how we do it, we welcome you to go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. And I encourage you, when you go out to check other people's websites, check the credentials of the people within the firm. You know, they have this about us. They'll list the people, the good-looking people, nice backgrounds and so on. But look at the credentials that they have. And be sure that you are dealing with professionals that have done this for a long time, because you are entrusting your financial future to these folks, and you want to be sure that you're dealing with somebody that knows what they're doing. And there's a lot of great certified financial planners here in Central Florida. We just happen to have 12 of them here right under one roof in Altamont Springs. We now have a new location in the Windermere area down on Conroy for our South Florida and South Lake County listeners. If you want some information about that or want to have a arrange a meeting, convenient time down there, just give our office a call or go to our website. That's financialgroup.com.
South Orlando. We've got a caller here.
South Orlando, not South Florida. Right?
Yes, South Orlando. Joe, if anybody wanted to check a third-party website about a fiduciary and see if they're actually credentialed as one, because apparently it's very easy to say that you are, where would they go? Is there websites to go
no,
and check
no,
out?
No, you know, there is nothing for fiduciaries.com to check your fiduciary, because this is a word, Kyle, that's been being thrown around a lot by people in the investment business, because this is the buzzword, if you will. Mm-hmm. But there, you know, I had somebody walk in my office. I may have said this in a show previously a couple of weeks ago, but I had somebody walk in my office about 2-3 months ago with a handful of annuities. And I said, where did you get all this stuff? And she said, well, my planner. I said, well, tell me about him. Well, he says he's a great fiduciary. He says he's a fiduciary. And I said, well, that's just great. Mm-hmm. And because anybody can call themselves a fiduciary. A lot of people do. Mm. And all of our planners here are what are called accredited investment fiduciaries. And that's a distinction. You can go to fi360.com, fi360.com, and look for accredited investment fiduciaries. But not only are our planners accredited, our firm, CFEX certified, and there's fewer than 1% of the firms in the country that have that designation. So we take it to both levels, at the planner level and at the firm level. You can be assured that when you work with us, you're working with true fiduciaries, and we're going to work on your behalf, and that's what we do. So that's enough of a commercial this morning. And by the way, for our listeners that may want another in-depth conversation, Chris Todvine is in our office this morning taking calls at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTIVES if you're executing a legal document. And you can chat with him if the line is busy. Leave a message, and he promises to get back to you this morning.
Dylan in Claremont is up next. Dylan, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Dylan, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Not much. Hey, I had a question regarding... So basically, I've kind of noticed the pattern. I'm new to trading. You know, I started in February. But with the patterns of, you know, like during the day, I've noticed that a lot of them either do a V or a W. And I'm just wondering, are there any, you know, kind of triggers or anything like that or any indicators of when it actually hits the bottom? Because if I start the day with 40,000, you know, and then it goes down, I notice that, you know, there's a bottom, and it goes right back up to 40,000. So it'll go from 40,000 to 20,000 to 40. So I'm just trying to figure out exactly how do you know when it hits the bottom for the day?
Now that is the million-dollar question.
Yeah, so you're a day trader, right, Dylan?
Obviously, I haven't been, but I kind of want to because I feel like, you know, I mean, I'm holding it long-term, but I feel like I can make more money by day trading.
Well, good luck.
Yes, good luck. I have not found anybody that we've ever met with, and I imagine the planners would say the same thing, that have been consistently successful. You know, the old saying, even a blind squirrel can find nuts. It's really easy to be a day trader buying things when everything's going up.
Everybody's a Warren Buffett.
Right, exactly. And two-thirds of the time, the market, two out of 3 years, typically, right. The market goes up.
Right.
But, the problem is trying to do things on a daily basis is what we would call speculating rather than investing.
Yep.
And we are not speculators here. And I couldn't give you any advice on it because anything I would come up with, I'm sure, wouldn't work, frankly.
Yeah, it's a whole different environment. It's not what we do. It's not what we encourage for people. And basically, it's legalized gambling. And unfortunately, they've made it so easy for people to do that today. You can do it on your cell phone in your pajamas before you even get out of bed. You can start trading stocks or bonds or whatever your options or whatever you want to trade.
We were talking about that at break, just how much the option activity has increased. And I'm speculating, no pun intended, that what we're seeing is, people who were gambling on sports and now we have lost live sports, they're doing it in the market. And I think that has propelled some of these big names, and we're seeing a lot of momentum stock, and that has a bad ending. It really does.
It's a bad ending for the investor, and it has a bad ending for the overall markets. And this is why diversification and quality and staying the course is the most important thing. Forget all the white noise that's going on out there. Forget all the daily, weekly, monthly activity. Even with the election coming up, you see people now touting, you got to be prepared for a Democrat sweep and your portfolio's got to be adjusted. Well, that's fear-mongering in our estimation. If you're diversified with quality and you have a plan, that's the key, you have a plan, you will get through it. That doesn't mean that you won't suffer a loss if things turn, but what you don't want to do, what you want to do is have enough liquidity in your portfolio so you don't have to sell when things are down, and that, in fact, is a secret to long-term success. As I say in an ad that I run here, we've been through it all, through the dot-com bust, through 9/11, we've been through it all, time and time again can tell you that diversification with quality and have a planner that will guide you through that is the most important thing. So,
Dylan, I believe the turtle wins the race, and you have something that, frankly, Joe and I don't have, at least I think you do. I haven't asked your age, but you've got time on your side, and quite honestly, when you have time, you do not have to hit home runs. All you have to hit are those singles and doubles, and you will be successful. It's more about how much you save than hitting a home run. So I would encourage you to continue to invest long-term and to forget the idea of day trading. It just doesn't work for, 99.9%, I'm guessing, of folks.
Yeah, the problem with the day trading is... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Dylan.
I always hear time in the market beats timing the market.
Absolutely.
Ah, bingo.
Thank you.
Bingo. Yes, sir.
Would you like to do a commercial for us?
And it is time in the market, not timing in the market. But we all think that we know the direction of the market. And we all think we know what's going to happen. If this happens, that's going to happen. If this happens, that's going to happen. And I guarantee you, you're going to be right 50% of the time and wrong 50% of the time. And so that's why you don't want to be making those kinds of decisions. Those are emotional decisions.
And also, it's why you don't want to be following momentum. Here's just a quick illustration of that. The late 90s were incredibly successful for large cap growth stocks, but I'm going to give you the annualized returns for 2000 through 2002 for large cap growth. In 2000, it lost 22%. In 2001, it lost 20%, and in 2002, it lost 28%. So chasing one asset category that happens to be doing great right now is not a successful strategy. You need to have what I call the whole rainbow. We have this color-coded chart of all the different asset categories, and I tell my clients I want to see all the color in their portfolio because the turtle really does win the race. We're not going to hit home runs, but we are going to give consistent, returns that will help people achieve their long-term financial goals.
So we just use the term large cap growth. We know what that means. But for our listeners that may have just tuned in and perhaps the first time they listen to a financial show, let's define what a large cap growth stock is or a large cap growth mutual fund.
So these are the companies primarily that we think of, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. They are typically higher price earnings ratio stocks, meaning when you buy a stock, for example, like Tesla, right now you're paying over 1,000 times what it earns in 1 year. Now, you compare that to, say, a utility company or an energy company, and the multiple might be you're paying 12 to 15 times what they earn in 1 year. So it's kind of comparing a Procter & Gamble to a Netflix, right, or an Amazon, which would be a growth name, to a Campbell Soups or something
AT&T.
Like that.
AT&T.
Right.
Right. Yep. See, growth companies by definition take their earnings, if they have them, and plow it back into R&D or to grow by building more plants or advertising or promotion or whatever they do, whereas your value companies, this is the other side of the spectrum, these are your stated companies that generally pay a dividend. They're not high flyers. They're the steady eddies, if you will. And well, every portfolio needs a combination of the two.
That's right. And to this point, you know, the 20-year average for large cap value that we've just been talking about is about about 7.2%, versus large cap growth, only about 5.2%. So people are always surprised when I say that to them. Long term, value has outperformed growth.
Warren Buffett will tell you that every day of the week.
Absolutely, and
every
he's day a value investor.
But you know it's not exciting.
No, it's not.
You know, you're not buying Apple. You're not buying Tesla. You can't talk about it at the parties.
We're very exciting, Joe.
Right, well, we're not in the excitement business, you know.
No, we're not. We're in the make sure you hit your goals business.
Exactly. Right. That's what we do.
All right. Yeah, no, I was going to say,
Dylan.
That sounds so boring. No, I'm kidding.
we like to sleep at night. We like our clients to sleep at night. We're not in this for excitement. So if you're looking at, you know, why isn't my portfolio and markets up at record highs, why isn't my portfolio there? You've got the wrong guys. This is not what we do. We get you through the good times and the bad. You got.
But they make it look so exciting on TV, Joe.
Of course. Oh, yeah. And then now you have free trading and, you know, we can make it so easy for you. It drives me nuts, these ads that promote that. You know, the guy sitting in the living room, I can, look at this screen here. I can show you how to do it. Well, yeah, right. I can show you a number of gambling books, too. They'll tell you how to win in Las Vegas. Right.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You got to look at it from that perspective. That's how I see it. 844-580-9326, the number to dial us up. We still got one more segment to get your question answered. Again, 844-580-9326. Or if you're, I can't call in the next 10 minutes because that's how much time we have left in the show. The office number where somebody should be sitting right now waiting for your phone call is what, Joe?
Chris Todvine is on the line at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE. And if the line is busy, please leave a message, and he promises to get back to you this morning.
All righty. 844-580-9326, of course, is the number for the last segment. Open mic in the WDBO app. You can leave your question during the break, and we'll get to it on the other side. We are planning tomorrow.
Today,
the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. 844-580-9326 is the number to dial us up here. It's your last chance to get your question answered by either the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, or Gary Abley, all certified financial planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group on your radio today. And in case you are looking at that clock going, you know what, I'm not going to be able to call in the next 4 or 5 minutes. Well, don't worry. There are people in the office right now, Joe.
Yes, Chris Todvine is taking calls off the air at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE as if you're executing illegal documents. So if you want a more detailed question or answer, he's there for you. Chris is a certified financial planner, as all of our planners here at Certified Financial Group are. He also has a master's degree in financial planning. So he's a great guy. Give him a call, and he'll be glad to help you out this morning if you can't get through here to Gary and me.
Well, we've got about 2.5 minutes here. We got an email question in here I wanted to ask. I just lost my job as a bartender due to COVID and can't afford the COBRA premium. Do you have any recommendations? Yeah, I'm going scared without coverage.
Well, and I don't blame somebody for being scared without going without coverage. So I would recommend for that person to look at the plans on the Affordable Care Act. And the beauty is you can qualify for a subsidy if you have lost your job and if your income is within certain metrics. Now, Florida, if your income is extremely low, you would potentially qualify for Medicaid. Now, we don't know whether this person has a family or not, but I would suggest that person call our office. We can put them in touch with somebody who's an expert on the subsidies available for the Affordable Care Act, and then we can help them find out what would be most advantageous for them. So I definitely would encourage everybody, if you're in between jobs, you can't afford COBRA, there are low-cost alternatives, so don't go without coverage.
Yeah, going to wild coverage, it's a wild card there.
That's right. Yeah. No, about it.
Him forbid you need it.
Yep. Scary to your financial future with medical bills the way they are.
Yep.
Well, Joe, in the final minute, one more time, what's the best number to reach your firm during the week?
The best and only number is 407-869-9800. Or better yet, go to our website, financialgroup.com. I encourage you to go to our website and check our credentials. And while you're at it, if you're shopping around for a financial planner, check their credentials as well, because there's you're generally an About Us tab. Find out what they're all about. I'm proud to say that we are all certified financial planners in addition to being accredited investment fiduciaries. And we hold the fiduciary term sacred, if you will. We do it for our clients. We put it in writing for our clients. That's what we do when we do financial planning and investment advice. And we'd be glad to give you a complimentary consultation. So give us a call, come on by and learn all about us, and drop in and see our new office that just moved in a couple weeks ago.
And where is that office, Joe?
It's 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs, just south of 434. And we have another location down in the Windermere area on Conroy Road for our South Orlando and South Lake County listeners. So give us a call, and we'll be glad to see you. Financialgroup.com.
We have been planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. We'll be back next week.
This is the new home of WDBO.